Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. We're going to talk some Bad Batch, catching up on two episodes because the family had a mini vacation. With me is my child, Lizzie. How are you today?
I am good. How are you, Dad?
I'm good. You're eating rice and spam.
I'm eating rice and spam. I was given rice by my roommate.
So is it just like rice and spam, like a rice bowl, or are you like a fancy chef and you're like, this is deconstructed musubi?
No, unfortunately, Katie had just like, Katie usually eats like half of her food. So she's like, hey, are you hungry? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you want half of my food? I'm like, okay.
I mean, sure. That's a good roommate to have.
Yeah. So she gave me half of her rice and then I just had spam in the fridge and I just threw it in.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Listen to my chef daughter. Follow her on blah bitty blah for more recipes. And my son, Axel, how you doing?
I spent $15 on a Skeletor.
Okay, that's okay.
Skeletor toy, and it was worth it, even though I don't want to take it out of the box.
You were because, so happy. Yes. You are now. This is now a He-Man podcast?
Yes.
Okay. More on that later. We got a special guest today, if you guys would shut up and let me introduce him. YouTube Reactor from the Sith List, a.k.a. Crunch Crunch, Les Gonzalez. What's up, homie?
Nothing much. Do I have permission to eat since other people are eating? I mean, it is lunchtime.
Yeah, I mean, like, look,
crunch,
dude,
on this podcast.
If I had any power over people on this podcast, my kids wouldn't be eating on it. We would be on time. There would be a lot of stuff that's different in our lives.
I'm going to go grab some chips.
You know,
thanks. I want to go grab some chips. I want to, like, you know, have a snack or two.
You're going to end up being the only ones not eating on this podcast.
I learned my lesson.
We are going to be the non-crunches.
Yeah, that's right. Getting nicknamed Crunch Crunch lets you know not to do it anymore. So, there you go.
You're forever marked.
That is a nickname that is also a reminder.
How you doing, man? It's been a minute.
I'm doing okay, you know. It has been a minute. It's been a very long time since interacting with you all. So. Yeah, this is good.
Good times. I mean, I hear you guys all the week, all the time, you know, listening to everything and trying to grit my teeth through another Naboo.
Oh, wait, you don't like Naboo?
You know I hate Naboo. Did I not make this clear on Twitter?
What? Why don't you like Naboo?
Because it's the worst.
Why,
like, ask
worst?
King Tom why. Like, me and King Tom are birds
Lizzie
of a feather.
Know, does Lizzie know what Naboo is?
I don't think she knows what Naboo is.
Naboo, not Naboo.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, why do you hate the planet? It's so pretty.
I got that vibe right when she said, why do you hate Naboo?
The planet's fine. I got no problems with Naboo. But yeah, Naboo.
Okay, that's another one. But you know what? It's still fun. It makes us laugh. It makes me laugh. And
that's true.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening still.
Yeah, you know how I roll.
I like it.
Cannot not check out the homies. As always, you guys should be checking out the Sith List if you don't. There are plenty of things to love on that show besides Naboo. You know, good. We're going to talk the Bad Batch episodes Bounty Lost and Common Ground. But before we get to that real quick, Les, where can people find you on the interwebs if they wanted to?
Okay, so if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter, at LesIsMore78. You can also, like, as mentioned earlier, check me out on YouTube, doing reaction videos and breakdowns on the Sith List YouTube channel, and also on the Sith List podcast.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys are doing low-key and Bad Batch reactions now, huh?
Yeah, and we plan to, we're waiting for the next thing to come down the pike, so, yeah, we're trying to stay on top of as much fandom that we can and the different types of geekdom out there.
Right, so prepare to not sleep for a while, I guess.
Yes,
speaking
that's the
of Loki, not sure if you checked out the Trials of Loki, you know, the comic series that came out a few months ago.
Oh, that's right. Well, I know they're taking some elements from that storyline, so...
Yeah. But guess
and putting
what?
It in the show, so it's been a real cool show to watch.
So basically, at my comic store, Fat Collectibles, highly recommend it if you're in the area. Guy there is super nice to us. Oh, we've been going there for about like 6 or 7 years, I don't know.
Like almost his whole life.
My whole life.
There we go.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember there was a $1 bin where like all the damaged comics went in. You know, I've had like a tear. And in there, I found the graphic novel that just came out that I wanted. and I had it in my box. So I brought the $1 graphic novel, and he had the other one, like, ready at my box. And then he got mad at me for paying $1.
And just like that, boom, 90% off.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. I will take the one with the small crease and plan on never selling. Thank you. I will enjoy my Loki stories. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's a cool little, like, dollar bin. If a comic gets creased, he'll just, like, toss it in there. We have a funny comic story. Grandma just came in town, and we, like... Dude, we went to Big Bear. We've never been... Okay, Axel, stop, like, trying to take the name Crunch Crunch. Like, that's enough.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if I inspire people. I guess this is what I've done.
This dude, this bring, my mark. Bringing the reality to the youth.
This is my mark in the community, is that you can eat whenever you want and just make loud, crunchy noises. There you go.
It's okay.
Speaking
it's
of crunch, I remember, like, across the street, there was this gym, like, in this abandoned, like, deer dens. It was supposed to be Crunch Fitness. It said coming soon. It never came.
Yeah, well, then the pandemic hit. It never came.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have slowed down.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah. Real quick, before I get into stories, some business. You can check us out at theroguerebels.com. Go like our Facebook page. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok. I made a TikTok? Question mark? What did I? Oh, it was a book. Okay, I made a TikTok. We're on Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels. Tweet at us at Rogue Rebels Fam. And check us out, Rogue Rebels on Twitch, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Last time we played Fall Guys, Axel brought honor to us all. I mean, he didn't, like, win, but he got pretty far. And I brought dishonor because I kept dying in round one. And let's see, recent show plugs for Star Wars Geek Girl. Lizzie?
Yes. We had a recent episode about... What was it? Yeah, the bounty loss. That was pretty good. We were untangling it. Well, Zoe was untangling it for me because I got confused about which Kaminoan was who. So.
Oh, cool. We will get into that a little bit today.
Tanwi is the bad guy. Namase is the good guy.
Interesting. Yes. Lamase? You mean Lamasu?
Lamasu.
Not like Lamase, Lamasa, Mamakusa?
Anyway. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, good times. I was on an episode of Star Wars Explained, Clone Zone, for Bounty Loss, talking about that very same episode. So that was actually really, really cool. Those are good people over there. And that was a lot of fun. And then I watched them build, like, Legos over the weekend. So go check out Star Wars Explained. That and The Sith List are one of the few Star Wars YouTube shows that I love and enjoy and watch. We'll go ahead and throw Steel Wars in there. They're good. They're cool, too.
Yes.
Check it out. I got Spotify playlists. You like Bad Batch? I got a whole bunch of podcasts for you. You like Star Wars books? Got a whole bunch of podcasts for you. Go follow that.
Why are you slapping the audience?
You know how I do, honey. Like, that's what happens. I get excited when I'm talking about Star Wars. That keeps it real. I'm not crunch crunch. I'm like... let's see. Quick news thingies. The High Republic is here. Damn! Because I just finished Rising Storm and raced Crash Point Tower. Rising Storm is... I mean, they're both awesome. And I will get into them in podcasts soon.
Dad.
Coming to your ears. What,
I can't
sir?
Chew, so I'm just licking the seasonings off this.
Please don't tell podcast people what you're doing.
Okay.
Please. We got a cool little trailer or sneak peek, special look at Star Wars Visions, which is 9 episodes of anime shorts, Star Wars anime. Lizzie. As yes. Our resident anime expert? Question mark.
Okay.
How did this hit you?
I'm very surprised that they didn't use Studio Ghibli.
I was sad.
Kind of very sad. I was just looking it up right now. But I was looking at, like, the different studios and, like, what works
they've
done. What
else they've done?
Mm-hmm. There's one that I think Axel would be interested in. Geno Studio did A Whisker Away.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. That's the one that does Lop and
Ocho.
I saw that one.
Yeah, oh, Axel saw that one. Cool. But yeah, I was looking it up. I thought it was really funny because I put the first one that you put at the list, Kamikaze Doga.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to look up what they did, but for some reason, like, JoJo, like, pictures kept coming up, and I was like, that's not the company that does that.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. I'm trying to, like, stay in one section. But I think that's the one that you probably would really, really like because of the style, the duel. It just reminds me a lot of that one movie that you kept making me watch as a child. The guy, that the samurai with the cub.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yes.
Yes. Spoilers, my children have seen Shogun Assassin.
Wait, what's that?
A dope-ass movie.
Ninja Assassin is better.
Ninja Assassin's cool. They also saw that when they were young. But Shogun Assassin is like, that's the one about the kid with the baby in the cart.
I don't know that one.
You do know that one. You were too young.
I don't remember that
okay.
one.
Okay. Anyway.
I remember.
Like, people are backflipping out of their kimonos. It is dope.
But in that second little picture that you put, I didn't notice there's an R2 unit with like a...
With a
like
little hat.
A little hat.
With a straw hat. All right.
Straw hat.
I'm going to go through these real quick. So,
why real quick?
Well, I'm going to go through the thing so we can get through the list. Kamikaze Douga is doing The Duel. Geno Studio Twin Engine is doing Lapin Ocho. And Studio Colorado Twin Engine is also doing Tatooine Rhapsody. I don't know what Twin Engine means. Trigger is doing The Twins and The Elder. Kinema Citrus is doing The Village Bride. Science Saru is doing Akakiri and TOB1, which looks like Toby. Production IG is doing the Jedi. The only, let's see. Vision storytelling didn't have to fit in the timeline. So this to me seems like anime kind of like Star Wars Myths and Fables, which I am super down for and not mad at all. And like, let's have dope stories and not worry about where it fits into the canon. That makes me happy. This pleases me. The Duel, that's the one you were talking about with an astromech with a straw hat.
Am I wrong? Hold on, I might be wrong. Hold on.
It looks dope. Lapin Ocho has like a non-Jackson rabbit person who looks like maybe yeah. Jedi question
it's
mark.
Studio Colorado. Tatooine. That's the one that's done Whisker Away.
Okay. That's the one that's a chibi rock opera, and it's about a band led by a hut.
Yeah.
Like, and I have questions about huts with hair because we've never seen it before. Because this hut has hair. He's like all rocker style. He has like a vest and a shirt with a little skull on it and a spike wristband. And he's in a band. And he's ever here playing guitar.
You can't stop punk rock fashion.
You cannot, dude. But like, is this a hut wig? Like, what is happening here?
What if they can grow beautiful locks of hair, but the other ones are just too old? They just grew it out.
Fair. I'm here for it. I can't wait to see what this is
about.
What if
he just has someone like Salacious Crumb just chilling on the back of his head?
I don't know if you guys remember Clone Wars. Remember Mama the Hutt? And she didn't have hair, but she had like a beehive style, but it was made out of these little creatures? Mm-hmm. Like that sat on top of her head like hair?
See? What if they did that?
Yeah.
That person's part of the band like everybody else.
I am so here for whatever this is because it looks wacky and crazy and there's a band and there's a hut with hair and Boba Fett is flying for some reason.
Yeah, but why is he so small?
He's like chibi style, Boba.
No, he's small.
Yeah, well, that's chibi style, right?
Chibi is like the baby, if I'm not mistaken, the baby version.
All right. We got the twins that are supposedly inspired.
Small
like
animated.
Tiny. Inspired by an evil Luke and Leia, like Dark Side Twins of Destiny.
Okay.
The art looks all dope. I don't know what else to say.
Oh yeah, so that studio, they did a lot of different animes that are kind of famous right now. Kill la Kill is the only one that I can name off the top of my head that I heard was really good and I haven't watched. Kind of fine. Little Witch Academia. Do you remember when we watched that?
Did we watch?
I remember.
We watched that.
Okay.
It was about this girl and she's like, thinks she's human, but she wants to be a witch.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that now.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you just... Wait.
Oh, Axel, they made a BNA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so same people.
All right, we got the Lizzie. Elder. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean this in no disrespect.
I don't like this already.
But I've watched SAO so many times, and it's just so hard to get into. I'm sorry, but why is it so boring?
What?
I don't know
what that means. No, it's not.
Well,
it's not.
The first few episodes are really boring.
What did you say?
SAO.
What did I still say?
SAO is not boring.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is.
Sword Art Online?
Yeah, Sword Art Online.
It's so bad.
Like, I've watched the first three episodes, and I just can't get into it. It's so boring.
I'm sorry.
I guess it's not for you.
It's not for me.
I don't know.
It's not for the paralysis.
I've tried to get into it.
Well, I've never tried it, so I refuse to weigh in. My anime.
The premise makes it interesting, but interesting. I mean, I can see where it could be boring.
I like the idea. I don't like the characters.
But like, yeah. Even the story is boring. Like, they're trapped in the game.
But the idea is cool, man. Yeah, you're trapped in the game. Yeah, you have really to survive to yeah. get out of it.
Yeah, but it's an RPG, like, and I just don't
this
like
this is Tron.
That. Yeah, but I don't like RPGs. Like, those are the games. I
also didn't like Tron. I love the idea. Hate the people.
Wait, Ultron?
Interesting.
Tron. Wait, Tron or... Okay.
But anyway...
Okay. Anyway, we got the Elder, and it looks like little Jedi Padawans, and they have cool Jedi clothes, so I'm already, like, all over this. And this guy has, like, Jedi mullet. Jedi mullets are back, y'all. But, like, samurai style into it. Mm-hmm. Jedi top knots. And they're fighting a, like, guy with two red lightsabers that look
Jedi
like
Keanu Reeves.
Katana style. The Village Bride. Jedi observes local tradition. Okay. The art looks amazing. This is I'm gonna roll through these real fast because the listeners can't see the art. Y'all go watch the like special look or whatever on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Everything looks amazing and anime and dope. And
speaking of special looks, you should
that
also.
That is dope.
Never mind.
Akakiri, a beautiful story about a princess. That's all the information I have and some cool sketches. TOB1 is a droid who wants to be a Jedi. I wrote it wrong because
Toby.
Yeah.
Toby one, like Obi Wan.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a droid who wants to be a Jedi, which is sounds ridiculous. The ninth
what?
Jedi.
How is that ridiculous? I guess the Legends story, but there's a similar story to that. Remember? But he actually kind of was a
even,
Jedi for some reason.
But it's not even Legends. It's like Tales, which I imagine. Oh, well, yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I'm sure this is going to be amazing. I just think it's like silly and ridiculous and cute. Ninth Jedi, yeah. Production IG.
I think they look really cute.
Who did Ghost in the Shell and Kill Bill, the anime that's in Kill Bill. So those are the only two things that I'm semi-familiar with. Yeah, there's an anime section in the first Kill Bill.
There's animated, yeah, there's an animated sequence.
Yes.
It's the first part. And it's about a lightsaber smith. So that already sounds dope.
I think Linkin Park used that same animation in one of their videos, too.
Wait, really?
Sick.
Or at least it was in that style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember there was only one song that my sister liked, and I forgot what it was.
This doesn't have to be a Linkin Park podcast, y'all.
The one with the Toby, that studio, they did Yo-Kai Watch.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Axel loved that, and there was one episode that he would watch over and over.
Koma-san.
Yeah.
Koma-san.
Koma-san. Oh, best. Oh, my swirls! That's what it was, right? Okay, that's all I remember from that one. What in tarnation? Oh, yeah! Was it Koma-san's cousin who lives in the country or something and went to get a big job and got all rich but didn't like the high-pressure lifestyle and moved back to the country?
Yes. Yeah. Also, there's a...
What an amazing story.
A film that I really wanted to watch so far that I haven't, called Ride Your Wave. I really want to watch it, but yeah.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
That one. Okay, yeah, all episodes drop September 22nd, so
you know, close to 21.
Can't wait till that.
And then we could say, what's 9 plus 10?
Anyway, we're moving on to the Bad Batch. Everybody ready? Everybody cool? Everybody excited for Visions?
Yeah.
I am.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Original, new stories, down with it. All right, Bounty Lost. We got Dengar over here, all busted up, chasing... Crosshair chasing a Hunter and the guys, and they have to jump away and let Omega go. And Omega's captured aboard whose ship, Axel?
Bane.
Cad Bane.
No, Darth Bane.
No, not Darth Bane.
Wait, who is Darth Bane?
Darth Bane.
Oh, not Cad Bane.
Wait, isn't he the person that like kidnaps Darpit?
Anyway, stay on topic, bro.
Okay.
Dad, Tonwi's here, so we got Tonwi. Tonwi returns. Making her triumphant animation return.
She's nice in that one movie.
Well, whether you think she's mean or nice, you don't have to think much more about her in about 10 minutes. I did really like, there's this shot right here that's, it's like Tonwi and, what's the other one? Nala Se. And they're like you can see the original, like what I remember from episode 2, right next to like the new clothes of Nala Se, and I just kind of like seeing those things together. I thought it was cool. It looks good. All right, so little your boy Toto360 got his leg busted off. Oh, apologies to everybody who was yelling at their podcast leak last week when I kept saying Tito 360.
Yeah.
And explaining the difference between Tito 360 and Tito's in The Force Awakens.
Yeah, but like, I remember I searched up Tito, and that's all I could find. I was like, like Tito 360.
And I'm over here like, because you didn't put the numbers, duh. But it was really because it was Toto. So anyway,
yeah,
Toto
360. I said Toto because I was thinking of Toto from
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Toto.
Anyway, he gets his. He's and like trying to fix his little booster that got blasted off by Hunter.
He deserved it.
The one good thing? Yeah, man.
Well, no. Omega deserves it.
I would beat him to death with his own leg. Well, with his own booster. Unfortunately, he does not die. Omega helps him.
Thankfully.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, well, like, she does try to escape, but she fixes the booster.
She does.
Which is a bad move on her part, because he's later, like, chasing her all around, what is that, Borovio, or wherever they are?
Bored City. Best
I don't remember.
Borovio. I have it written down in a couple of pictures.
Bored City.
So they're going to, like, make the exchange, Cad Bane goes, and they're sending they're sending Ton Wee out to make the exchange, to get Omega, and then they're also, like, as soon as we extract the blabbery blue, you know, the genetic material killer. Hmm. And so we're like, well, that is horrible. So Borovio, which looks like a wrecked, like, abandoned, haunted Camino in the clouds. And it was so dope looking.
Very much the opposite of what they have now.
In the water, right. You know what I kept thinking of when I was watching it? It reminded me of, like, a Metroid location or a Hollow Knight place. Like, all these beautiful, like, abandoned, like, but, like, there's, like, because Hollow Knight is very, like, monochromatic. But, like, there was, like, warmer color tones. But, like, this beautiful place that was abandoned.
Say that again. Lizzie?
Huh?
What?
What?
Having trouble with what you said.
Oh, I haven't beaten Hollow Knight.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't like that style of game, but I think it's very beautiful and the story is cute.
Then you should beat it.
But, like, I don't like the style of game.
Just beat it.
Oh, no.
Beat it.
I need to do more endings. I have two endings.
Wait, we do?
There's multiple endings?
Yeah, there's multiple endings.
Oh, it's like...
But I can't, like, do the second. I'm, not good enough to beat the second end. Like, I gotta keep practicing anyway.
Grim Troop is, like, the hardest thing.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. Cad Bane over here trying to collect his bounty. Boom, dead Ton Wee body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, again, this is where I got confused on which Kaminoan was who.
They have different clothes.
Now let's say
as a costumer. As a costumer, you should recognize this.
I think they had a color scheme, too, because Ton Wee's was, like, more reddish-orange, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Ton Wee's is, like, blue. The Nala Se is, like, the reddish-orange one.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. And then Lamassu is, like, black, right?
Yeah, Lamassu is, like, darker blues. Like, a little more color and a longer skirt.
I couldn't... All I saw was a long head.
Yeah. So, she's dead. Fennec Shand did it in the hallway with a blaster.
Krennic Shand killed her.
Krennic Shand. Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. We were this close to greatness. So Fennec Shand shows up. Oh, and this is where, like, some of that mystery is finally solved. Fennec Shand is not working for the Kaminoans. Fennec Shand is working for Nala Se, a Kaminoan who wants to protect Lil Omega.
Lil
Omega. So
Lil Gideon.
Lil Gideon. I mentioned this on the Star Wars Explained show, but I was like, we still have one of these type of questions unanswered from The Mandalorian, because in The Mandalorian, all the bounty hunters were after Grogu, but they all, like, the guy, he wanted Grogu alive. The only one who got the kill, dead or alive thing, or the only guy who got a kill order was IG-11. So I feel like IG-11 was hired by somebody else who we still don't know.
Ah.
But I'm not sure why his name is Gideon.
Why his name is Gideon?
Yeah, because...
Because that's what his mama named him.
Lil Gideon.
His mama was a big fan of Gravity Falls.
Yes.
And named him, this is my precious Lil Gideon. I'm going to name him Lil Gideon. And then they wrote on the birth certificate, like, let's just call it Gideon. He's not going to be Lil forever. And then he grew up to be, like, not quite tall, but they still didn't call him Little Gideon. Maybe some stormtroopers on the side were like, Roger, Roger, Little Gideon. I don't know. Anyway, this is not a Little Gideon podcast.
But this is a Mandalorian podcast.
Okay. Dude, they're like, it's Cad Bane versus Fennec Shand. How did y'all think that throwdown went?
I think Cad Bane died.
I think you're far away from the mic.
I think Cad Bane died.
He didn't die?
Well, nah, he's not dead.
Well, he got his hat knocked off, so he's dead to That's me true. Now.
Oh, there, Axel. Okay. Yeah, Axel gets like offended whenever Cad Bane's hat comes off, because then he just looks like a weird blue bald
like,
guy.
Like, he loses all of his hair.
He loses all of his cool factor.
I get it. I mean, that's, you know, that should be his mark of excellence. If you knock my hat off, you beat me.
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
But why?
I mean,
but,
by that...
But he takes it out, like, you know, hey, what's
oh,
up?
Yeah, he's like, hey, yeah, hello. Like, he greets her or something. Cad Bane, nice to meet you. You know who else knocked Cad Bane's hat off?
Quinlan Vos.
Yeah, Quinlan Vos knocked Cad Bane's hat off. And punched it off his face.
But you know how okay. nice Toto is? He went and got it for him.
Yeah, Toto, the best friend over here. But I like how the, she's like, man, what a jerk. Because Cad Bane is kind of a jerk to Toto.
Well, he's a jerk.
Very abusive.
Yeah, so like, and Omega's like, man, your master kind of sucks, huh? And Toto's like, no! He's the best! No. And then Toto gets deactivated. Anyway, we're over here. Toto's flying with both boosters. Grabs the money out the window. Gets knocked out of the window. Money falls to its death.
Falls all... He
Dude, they just...
even, like...
They dropped all the money.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed with
if
Toto.
If I'm Cad Bane, I'm taking a little time to go find all that money.
Are you going down and digging?
Yeah. No way. Yeah, I'm going down there.
He
absolutely
has
no
the
way. I'm not.
Boosters.
Yeah.
We're
I
going
don't know,
to get
man.
The money.
Like, they're in the clouds, dude. Like, I don't know if there's ground down there. Like...
Where
well, you
did
gotta
they
try.
Get,
yeah, yeah.
Where did they get Luke's hand?
Huh? At least go look, right? Look, I got a comic for you, Lizzie.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, what?
Anyway. Anyway. Cad Bane and Fennec Shand was dope. The throwdown was dope. And my thing was like, ooh, this is not good. This is not good. This is not good. Until he gets the blasters knocked away. And then I'm like, this is not good for you, Cad Bane. Because Fennec, I feel like she's got hand-to-hand skills that Cad Bane does not. And it was demonstrated and dope. She threw him off the edge of a building, y'all. He went down. He almost found those credits.
Yeah, he almost found them.
But then
he got a head start.
Uh-huh.
She said, go ahead.
Luckily, his boosters were working too, huh?
He's just like Star-Lord.
Yeah, he got feet rockets like Star-Lord.
He's literally Star-Lord.
Look, he's not a Darth Maul here. Formerly Darth, now just Maul.
Literally how? Oh, because he's bald. You're just making fun of him.
How dare you, Dad?
How dare me?
Making fun of bald people. Just because
you
have
hair.
Wait,
that's literally you. Literally you, Lizzie.
Okay.
Huh?
So I'm going to try to move on now.
Okay.
So Omega is running and trying to hide. And like at one point she had contacted everybody on a little comm before Cad Bane busted it. And like... Yeah. They were able to, like, kind of figure it out. She powered up a comm pad, and she's like, it looks like the ones on Topoka City, but it's not. But I'm like, but it looks like it maybe is Kaminoan in origin. Maybe y'all could do a search of places Kaminoan. Anyway. They end up finding her, kind of. But, like, she finds a room with, like, all of these giant, blue, you know, green, gross cylinders of... things, creatures,
alien
clones,
giant specimen jars, yeah.
And it's like gross and ridiculous and awesome, and then it's extra gross because like Fennec gets one spilled on her.
I just thought because it falls on, I don't know, my brain says Snoke, and then Zoe was like, it's a Kaminoan.
It's a Kaminoan, yeah.
It doesn't look like it, why do they grow
like
that?
I mean, that's what it looks like. The ones, I mean, I don't have a picture here. So here I go with no picture. But it looked like a Kaminoan. It just looked like one without cool, you know, little head bangles and dresses and stuff. Like, all the other ones are cool and graceful. And then when you just see a dead, floppy body, you're just like, eh.
Yeah, they were left in the refrigerator for too long.
Yeah, yeah. No style, no grace.
Yeah.
Without that, they're just like, bleh.
Wait, I think that they have to get microwaved, and that's how they come alive. You know. You
oh, they had to get microwaved? Right.
Yeah.
Axel is an expert on Kaminoan cloning techniques,
as we have come
to find out. Thank you for that insight.
Just like Steve Rogers, even though they put him in a microwave, and that's literally all that happened.
That's fair. Bangs gavel. Canon. All right. So, oh, I got a really sweet shot. Well, not me. The people of StarWars.com got a really sweet shot of Fennec Shand kicking Toto in the armpit and his little boosters. Look, Toto's hips are just funny to me. I don't know why.
His whole pelvis
is a little circle, and it sort of like goes up and down depending on how he's flying, and I don't know, it just looks funny. Yes. Oh yeah, this is like pretty cool when they're fighting hand to hand, and like Fennec like cracks every like tendon in Cad Bane's arm.
But he's still going. I don't understand how he's still going after
he's
that.
Awesome. Dude, he's OG. Like, it's gonna take more than that. Like, she better break a bone.
And she gave him more than that for sure. She let him have it all.
Yeah. He didn't make it out too good, but he didn't stop fighting.
She handled hers. I really liked that battle. It was really cool.
It was mm-hmm. well done.
The animated action was just fluid. There was no real screw-ups there. No pauses. And they went at it. I mean, that was a full-blown blaster battle. It was dope.
Like, we don't see a lot of, like, hand-to-hand in Star Wars that much, but it was really cool that they incorporate that stuff. Because, like, she busted a little bit in, the last episode of The Mandalorian. Like, mm-hmm. she does a couple of hand-to-hand moves while they're taking the light cruiser or whatever. You know, like, there's a couple of shots in there where she's like, boop, 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 pow, and then blaster somebody. So, like, they kept a lot of that style, which I like and I think is dope. And as soon as they lost the blasters and moved to hand-to-hand, I was like, here comes, here comes, here comes! And then Cad Bane had it and got handled and thrown off the edge of the building, in which he tries to rocket up. And I like when he rockets up, he's handcuffed or like his arms are twisted behind him or something. Or no, he was wrapped up with the bolo or something, right?
Yeah.
And then he can't quite get over the edge. So he like picks up one foot to like shoot him down to the floor on the other side. That was like a cute kind of physics thing that I enjoyed. As a non-scientist, it still made me smile.
Yeah, but I refuse to call her...
You're still far away from the mic, bro.
I refuse to call her Evelyn. I'm just going to call her Eva.
Who?
Evelyn.
I don't know who that is.
I thought she liked...
You can call her Evelyn, too.
Evelyn, yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, Eva. Evelyn from Masters of the Universe.
Ah, Evelyn. Okay. Eva. I mean, I watched the trailer, y'all, but that was about it.
Well, I thought you watched the show. When you were like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, dude, that was 40 years ago, bro.
that was a long time for both of us.
Yeah, like, I haven't seen that show since I was, like, single digits in age.
Yeah, I was, like, 7.
You know? I'm telling you, dude, I thought I was a baller when I was 8 years old and I sold all those toys and I was like, yo, I got $57. Guess who's getting a Rancor? You know? This was a while back. Anyway, Toto 360 is chasing Omega down, not to let her go, and Omega, like, gets in a little, like, flight pod or something like that and blasts Toto off of the front of the windshield like a bug. Yeah, that was dope. And then she gets rescued. The Bad Batch finally shows up. And they're like, we promise.
Yes, I was very happy for her.
We promise you never have to go to Kamino again. And that's like so cute, but also like, why would you say it like that? Oh no, is this another like, I promise we will see each other again moment?
They did see each other again though.
I don't like it.
They did eventually.
That's fair. Miss. And then Cad Bane's like, let's go chase him down. Oh, appears our ship was sabotaged. Oh, you crazy kids. And he's so mad. He's so mad. Look how mad he is.
Look at his teeth. Cad Bane, that whole day went completely wrong. He lost the bounty, first of all. Second of all, he lost all that money.
Yep.
Third of all, got in a fight and like is all tied up and maybe possible like broken arm.
He got his hat knocked off like 3 times today, y'all.
And his thing got sabotaged. So it's been rough.
Cad Bane and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
He has some nice teeth.
Yeah, he needs to take a day off, brush his teeth. And then you get the message where, Nala Se is like, all right, as long as she's safe with the Bad Batch, you know, she's safe, you know, as long as she's not with the Kaminoans.
And that was cool.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, that's why you left the garage door open in episode 1 so you would let them out.
Wait, when you said episode 1, I thought you meant the Phantom Menace.
Right, episode 1 of the Bad Batch entitled Aftermath. Should I be more specific?
Yes.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. Not to be confused with episode 1, The Phantom Menace. All right. That wraps up that episode. Man, that was a dope episode. I love, like, consistently every episode looks so damn beautiful. Like, the animation team, like lighting, whoever's doing whatever, whatever entails the job to make cartoon look cool, is like doing really good. Give that person a raise.
He got it.
Whoever that is.
Hopefully, you know, he got it.
Yeah, Joel Aaron. I don't know who else does stuff. Like, I know he does the lighting. That's all I know.
Taylor Swift. No, not Taylor Swift.
Right, Taylor Swift. If you're working on the show, you deserve a raise.
Wait.
Why?
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, is Tim
no waiting. Stop. Stop trying to go down that train. We don't need to go down that train.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, everybody ready for the next episode?
Yes.
This last week, Common Ground.
Why is it called Common Ground? Like, you're not
Why
on the same
indeed,
ground.
Sir? That is an excellent question. Does anybody feel like answering that?
Like, they're not on the same
Can I
ground.
Try? Can
go,
I can I try,
go.
Please?
Less.
Okay, so I Trump was under the impression that they were going to meet either meet a reluctant ally of some type, someone that is gonna help them that they didn't like, and they kind of did, but this person, okay, I guess they're standing up for themselves against the Empire, but what common ground do they have with the Bad Batch? Because they're not up against the Empire, they're just on the run.
I mean, they kind of like, they're not up against the Empire technically, but their Empire is after them, so they're like they're both kind of quote unquote criminals in the eyes of the Empire, so they have that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, now
maybe,
this
maybe.
Guy's on
or,
the run.
Or could it just be that Omega ended up being a very good player and just leveled the field as far as their debt goes? I don't know.
I like that. I think it's the ideals thing, and I think it's finding... Like, I feel like it has to do with, like, what? Rescue a separatist? Like, they say that 3 times in the episode.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean a separatist? Oh, I never thought we'd be rescuing a separatist. I always thought we'd make it to Raxus, but not like this. Rescuing a separatist. I like the idea, like, we're on Raxus, right? And Raxus is the former, like, Raxus is the Coruscant of the Confederacy of Independent Systems, the Separatists. So, like, if you weren't following Clone Wars, you've never seen it before. And if you are following Clone Wars, you know a little bit more about Separatists than otherwise. So, like, it was cool to see that again. And it was also, like, we have heard, like, especially me, I followed a lot of the books and stuff. But you can see a little bit of the Separatist and, like, what happens and how, like, after the war, it's the losing side, right? So, like, are they occupied? Are they this? Are they that? Like, we're seeing the beginning of that. Like, their planet has been occupied by the Empire, even though they're over there going, like, oh, we are not, you know, we are not the Republic. We are going to bring new thing. But, like, you're occupying us. You're bringing your tanks here to subdue our people.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is very clearly an occupation. You know, which happens, like, when people lose wars, dude.
Yep. Happens
you,
a lot.
You know what? That's cool. I kind of like that because we've never seen the beginnings of, you know, the occupations and stuff.
Right.
This is, like, still the full rollout of the Empire taking over and,
yeah,
you know, cleaning up after winning the war so far. And it's cool to get that insight right now.
Yeah. Like... And it's cool that we see so early, like, this is the beginning of it. We've heard a lot about it, like I said, in the books and all the stuff. Or even if you count a line of Rogue One, that's Cassian going, like, I've been in this war since I was 6. Like, he's talking about probably being a kid during this war and then what happened after, trying to, like, you know, wherever he's from, I think it was a separatist planet, you know? I forgot where I came by that information, so don't quote me, because I feel like that's in one of the, like, visual guides or something like that. Maybe we'll learn more in the forthcoming series, Andor.
I never understood that. Like,
you're far away from the mic.
I never understood that. Like, why is his mustache attached to his beard?
Because that's how he rolls, sir.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have a beard.
Right.
It's just a thing.
Oh, it connects to his sideburns, you mean?
Yeah, but...
Because he is, like, styling. Like, this is the Raxus, like, this is how they roll on Raxus, dude. Look at that. Look at that well-done facial hair. Of Mr. What is his name? Senator Avi Singh.
Avi Singh, yes.
And his droid GS-8. The droid is rad. Like,
yeah.
I really liked, like, because he's like, he's supposed to go up there. Like, they're doing a whole speech thing, and they're like, well, the Empire is here to make sure for prosperity, and blah, 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 blah. We will not treat you so bad. And he's like, I'm a puppet of the Empire. I cannot, like, loyal citizens, please welcome the... No, I can't do this. Yeah. This is wrong. I am not to be a puppet. And then they, like, take him away. It's very, like, Hunger Games. But also, I say that every time I start watching the Hunger Games again.
Well, you got a point there. It has that feel and just the spectacle. Like, everything's like, yeah. Yay, the Empire's here, guys, yeah. Come on.
Look, let's all cheer for our new occupiers.
Exactly.
Yay. I love getting occupied.
By the way, the girl playing Captain Bragg is Shelby Young, who has also done, like, Princess Leia, I think, on Force... it might not be Forces of Destiny, but she's, like, one of the many Princess Leia actors who's done Star Wars stuff before. So that's pretty cool. So they end up, like, taking him away, and then the people are like, start to riot. You're the ones trespassing. I love lines like that, because it's like, oh, you mean... Yeah, that looks familiar. Mm-hmm. You know, if you live here, where I live. Anyway.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
It's all perfect here, Dad.
Yeah, and the tanks come in. Yeah, it's all perfect. Look at all this safe and secure society.
Wait, go back up.
What? ATTEs.
No, I was going to say something and I forgot what it was.
All right, cool. Let's go. No. Keep rolling. Yeah, and the droid walks. So I love when they start taking him and the droid is like immediately like execute, like walks off. But like, unlike a real person that would be like, all right, I have to execute my mission. It's like one of those, you know, like Death Star style droids. So it like runs off all protocol droid style. But it looks all sneaky. Yeah, in the back, like the shot is great because you see him like see it and turn and go like, I must now accomplish my mission. But it's like deet, 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 like walking. I don't know why that entertains me so much, but it does. And here GS-8 is hiding behind a little thing like, I'm sending this message on behalf of my master. Send it to Avi Singh of Rexxas. Clones roll in, occupy, doing what clones do. Back to Ord Mantell. The Bad Batch is back with Omega eating Mantell mix and being like, yo, we got to keep a low profile. Please put the child down.
Put her down.
And I'm like, Hunter, low profile doesn't mean like not as tall. Like, you want to keep a low profile, stop wearing clone armor everywhere you go!
Yeah, and they need to leave Wrecker inside the ship because he's just too big.
Don't take him anywhere, y'all.
Yeah.
You want to keep a low profile, don't take him anywhere.
Yeah.
Guess who you woke up?
Yeah, the puppy. Yeah. The puppy's waking. So they go back in, and Sid's like, got a new job for you. You're going to locate and free Senator blah, 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 Avi Singh from confinement. And they're like, what, a separatist? You want us to free a separatist? Don't you know who we are?
Separatists.
And she's like, it's a job, y'all. And you owe me money. And they're like, but we can't go rescue a separatist, can we? And it seems like Echo's who's hardcore against it. Go ahead.
This is very much me right now, because there's a kitchen. There's like separate kitchens in the... on campus, and it's like there's do you know that brand, that soy sauce brand?
Kikkoman.
There's
the only soy sauce brand I know.
That's the only one. Yes, that's the one. But they have that kitchen, Tsunami. And like it's all using that those products and stuff. But then there's also Goya Kitchen. Hopefully, I never have to go into there. Right. But if I did, they'd be like, it's just a class.
To be fair, I don't think they make soy sauce, so you might be okay for a while. You know, it's when you need chipotles in the can that you might be, like, out of luck.
Yeah, but this reminded me very much of me being like, I'm not going to work in... We're not going to work with the Goya kitchen. It's a class.
Yeah. For those out there and less, like, we're very selective about where we go. Like, we're like, mm-mm. Okay. Like, we don't eat at Chick-fil-A. We don't do none of that. Like... Right. You know, like, hey, I'll get Little Caesars because it might not be the greatest pizza, but at least my dollars don't go somewhere I don't want my dollars to go.
That's right.
You know, if that's as small as I can do, then I'll try to do that. You know how many places there are in this world to get pizza? I don't have to give it to somebody I don't want to have.
Guess what?
That's right.
What? I remember one time you got like the nacho pizza. It was like pretzel crust.
Oh, it was so gross, dude.
It was so delicious.
I made a mistake. I went to Little Caesars and they were like, we have a deal. It's a pretzel crust pizza. And I was like, it's on sale and it doesn't sound that bad and I bet Axel will like it. And like, let's just try it. And it was like what I thought. Here's what I thought it was in my head. Like, you make a pretzel crust and then you make the pizza on it. Like, okay, like the crust is going to have a little bit of saltiness, right? Here's what it was. They made the pretzel crust and then they put nacho cheese on it and sauce and pepperoni. So it wasn't real, like, it wasn't cheese. It was nacho cheese sauce from a can.
Wait,
somewhere.
What? It was yes. Delicious.
And I was like, no, stop it. Like, and it hurt.
It was so good. I
was upset.
When I put that in my body, I was so happy.
Yeah, and I was like, last mistake you'll ever make.
Yeah, no, don't do that. No. That's, ooh. No, not cheese whiz. They basically put olive.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
oh, I was
gonna try that. I really want to try that.
And I was
like, I've seen it before, but I really want to try cheese whiz.
Okay, are you familiar
you've
with
tried
Mitch Hedberg?
Cheese whiz?
Les?
Trust me, you've tried whiz. You well, don't even know it. You're you guys eating don't sliced about. Whiz whenever you have American cheese on your sandwich.
It just eats cheese.
Okay, there's a Les Hedberg joke where he's like, "I was on an airplane and like you know I was sometimes I have my cheese whiz and my crackers." But they turn out the lights on the airplane, and I don't want to turn on the light. So sometimes it's a mystery of how much cheese whiz is on my cheese when it gets to my mouth. So it started making me think of have an idea of, like, what if cheese whiz was also glow in the dark? You know, because, you know, if you are buying room temperature cheese that comes out of a can, you're probably not mad that it glows in the dark, too.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mitch Hedberg.
Sir, your package is glowing. They didn't open it, did they? Oh yeah, you gotta get down here. Move away. That's the sound of me running.
Uh-huh. Clop, clop, okay.
Yeah, to go get the package.
Clop, clop.
Oh, I guess he's not a horse, right? That was the only running noise I made. Anyway, Sid decides to take care of the kid, and they decide not to take Omega because it's too dangerous because they're going to the heart of the separatist regime that's occupied by Imperials, and it's, like, too hot to take Omega. And Omega's upset. Omega does not want to be left behind. But honestly, like, it's not a safe job that they have.
Like, for them, too.
Yeah, for them too, but like, yeah, that's tough. So they go, and Echo is still complaining about people being separatists. And I'm like, if the war is over, are you still a separatist? Like, maybe if you put a Confederate flag of independent systems on the back of your truck, I got something to say to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, well.
But this dude is just like, look, man, like, he seems like an all right guy that's trying to help his people. And if you remember those Clone Wars episodes where they're like, look, we just don't like our senators and republic being bought by corporations. And honestly, as an American, that's a problem. Like, I get what you're saying, Mr. Confederacy of Independent Systems person.
Yo, I know who he is. The guy, the separatist.
There's a lot of them.
He's Tom Cruise. He left his people. He left his people.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't either.
He took a vacation.
Okay. Hey, if you guys get that joke, give this fool a high five next time you see him.
Which one?
What?
No. The Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
Oh.
Ted Cruz, not Tom Cruise. What the heck?
Wait, okay, I know what you're saying now. Tom Cruise is an actor, bro.
Oh, no, not Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Anyway, Texas, okay. Dude. So, okay, I know what he's saying. At the end of the episode, this guy, like, he kind of gets rescued by them, and he takes off. And Axel was kind of like, oh, look at Ted Cruz over here leaving his people. And I was okay, like, this is not exactly the same thing. Like, this is not going to Cancun for a vacation when your people are suffering. He's literally trying to do what he can to help his people, or he will be imprisoned. Like, hopefully he finds, like, we'll see what happens. But so far, not the same thing.
Worse than in prison, which is not existing.
Yeah.
So. I do find it funny because he had this whole thing of, like, I can't leave my people. And then they, like, usually when this happens, they have, like, a whole monologue and they're like, no, I'm going to stay. And nothing can convince them otherwise. But then, you know, Hunter
but the
was
droid's
like,
no, here is sense, sir.
And then he's like, okay, you're right. Let's go.
You make a good, excellent point, GS8.
Which it does work out because a lot of times they don't get to explain that, you know, the leadership has to survive, you know. Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you're almost like a symbol at that point. Once again. Here we are with the Hunger Games. Similes.
Right. Well, no, because Mr. Singh is the last standing leader of their whole government, pretty much. So they need him.
Yeah.
Like, either way, because everybody
and
else
if
is
he's ever
going to
lead or help his people, he can't do it from prison, which he just was there, y'all.
Right.
Like, what do you think is going to happen if he stays? You know, clearly this is not a Mr. Cham Syndulla. Because that fool's like, no, I'm staying on my planet. No. I'm going underground. And we are like rolling up on you guys with blurgs. And it is going to be hardcore. Look, this is he's not that kind of leader. Like, he's got to find another way, which is fine so far. But also, he's not...
As long as he comes back.
He's not fleeing disaster to go to Cancun with his family. It's not the same thing. and we will please move on now, I think.
Thank you, Axel.
Yes, thank you for that similarities. Yes.
Hey, Wizzy. Cheddar Lizzy, you're welcome.
What? This makes no sense.
Lizzy, you know, like... Wiz, the Cheddar Wizzy that we were talking
about
earlier.
Nope, that's not a good joke.
Okay.
Okay. So we're back on Ordamantel, and like Omega's all depressed cleaning the bar and sad. And then Sid's like, yeah, well, if you weren't so useless, like they wouldn't have left you here with me. And like Bolo and Ketch look at her and she's like, what? And they're like, slow look of disapproval.
I find it like they would treat a child any better. But like for some reason, that one thing they're like, you messed up.
No, I like, because, like, they don't, like, it's like they don't care. Like, they've been, like, if that bar was not closed, these people would not leave, right? Like, are they in the background of every single shot of the bar, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, and they pay no attention to them at all, ever. And then she's, like, rude to the child, and they're like, you messed up, dude. That's, you wrong.
How dare you?
You hella wrong.
I mean,
dude.
It was harsh.
It was.
It was harsh.
But
and,
she's right.
You know, in the Bad Batch, I have to question, but then again, I understand. You leave Omega in the hands of a gangster.
Yeah.
But then again...
Which is just equally dangerous, because if someone were to come and be like, hey, I want to buy that child for this much money, she'd be like, okay, cool.
To be fair,
you know
though...
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a real thing.
But look, like, Sid hit... her. They hit, like, when they said that, she was a... Remember, he's like, I don't trust you exactly either. And she's like, good. You know, but if keeping her safe means more money in my pocket, then hurry up and do the job. So, like, she even addresses that, and they address that. Look, like, you shouldn't trust me, but also, it's in my best interest, too. So, like, for now,
I'll
we have
be
a
right
blue
back.
Bitty blue.
I'm thirsty.
All right, and the sun is gone. The sun is gone, but I have a light. The day is... Anyway. So, anyway, look of disapproval from Bolo and Ketch. Yes. And that is, like... That's gonna be my wallpaper for life. I need a GIF. Somebody tweet that GIF at me, because that needs to go in my collection. I need look of disapproval GIF for my Twitter reacts. All right. So they go in and they're trying to like break into the city. This is the part of the trailer that I thought it was gonna be Vardos. If you guys have played Battlefront 2, there's like a city with like these red flowers, and otherwise it's very gray and colorless. And the city has, like, purple flowers, and it's a little bit warmer in tone. But at first glance in the trailer, I was like, oh, that looks kind of like Vardos. But now it looks a little bit different. And, spoilers, it's not Vardos. So, my predictions were wrong. Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
That's okay.
The, like, droid pops out and is like, hello. And they're like, this is unauthorized. Oh, no. And then they, like, beat up the clones, which is great. But this is the part of the episode where I was like, why don't they just put on clone armor? Except for Wrecker. They can all put on clone armor and be a perfect, like, disguise. Except Tech's voice is a little weird.
Yeah, it is a little.
I don't know. That seems like a good tactical plan, Tech. Where were you? Anyway, I just watched
the show.
They just
didn't want to give up their armor.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, but we have really cool weapons.
It's because they don't like working with regs. So putting on regs armor will just totally... you know, mess with their vibe, so...
Yeah. They were like, I like the look of this custom armor way better than the tactical advantage of that. Like when you're playing an RPG and you get better armor, but you're like, my other armor looks cooler.
That's right. I definitely do that when I play Destiny. I will not level up deliberately because I like my armor so much.
I'm gonna keep this one, even though, like, my power suit is much
doper. I'll wait for a better roll of the ones I have. That's what I do.
I'll just level up this armor to max. All right, they, like, go in, and there's, like, one part where they, like, throw some clone and are beating up and break a vase, and then the droid
catches the other one.
Go ahead.
Voss.
A vase, not to be confused with Voss. Okay, that's our second Voss mentioned this episode. Canon. Bangs gavel. And they're like, oh, I'm glad I protected it. This was gifted to him for his years of service. And she's like trying to protect antiques. And I'm like, y'all ain't going to live here, dude. I don't know how to tell you this, droid. Yeah. I don't think you're going to have to worry about vases for much longer. Vases. Sorry, Lizzie.
Vase.
Vaso. That means glass, right?
Glasso?
No, vaso means glass.
Vaso.
Right?
Yeah. Good job. Duolingo's helping you out.
Oh.
All right.
Duolingo's canon.
So, back at the bar. Back at Sid's bar, they're playing Dejarik. And, like, Sid's playing the two guys, and then, like, Omega comes in and, like, does some moves, and is like, eh, you shouldn't have done that. And then they're like, huh, all right, you play. And Omega beats Bolo and Ketch.
And I'm Omega's like, smart.
Yeah, well, she's good at, like,
well, like, Cad Bane even said that, too.
You're far from the mic!
Cad Bane even said that, too. Ain't you smart?
In his Cad Bane voice that I can't do. That's pretty good.
Crunching.
Yeah, stop it. Crunch,
it is not
crunch.
Me.
It
is
me. Could be any of you.
Les is like, I know it was not.
That's me.
Over here giving him a bad rap. Just everybody eat a bunch of stuff and just blame it on Les all episode.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, I'm gonna put in the
I'll take it.
In the show description, we'll be like,
I totally lived up to Crunch Crunch. That's right. We had a snack fest.
We had Crunch Crunch on the show, and so sorry about the sound quality. Please tweet your complaints to lessismore78.
Oh, they're gonna come too. All right,
don't worry. We only got two listeners, and one of them's Raj, so
it's all good. All right. They'll blast me on the show then. We'll be on the Sith list and be like, so I heard you went ahead and lived up to your nickname.
Hey, glad to hear you on another show. Keeping it real. All right, so they rescue the senator. They get out of there. But the escape is dope. They, like, zip line down on on the ATTEs. Like, Wrecker's holding the senator in one arm. And I'm that's just, it's ridiculous action, but it's also kind of cool. Like, they stunned the guys, and then like a second later they're turning the ATTE around, and they're like, Wrecker's throwing the bodies out of the like ATTE.
That's funny.
That was hilarious. And he's like, they'll feel that in the morning. That was great. I loved every second of it. And then again we're in a walker fight, and it's like the slowest chase in the world again.
You know what, I didn't like the walkers. I just was like, what's going on here? What is this turtle? I mean, I guess if you strap guns to anything,
yeah,
you know, big enough guns to anything, and just walk as, I guess you can walk as slow as you want, because what's going to stop you?
Exactly.
But geez, man. Like,
I mean, the only thing that's going to stop you is another ATTE, apparently.
Right. It was just...
like, we did this in Rebels. We did the ATTE versus the AT-AT, remember? Like, so we've had these, like, slow chases of, like, these things. Right. Like... To me, like, it's such an unwieldy, weird Star Wars thing that you're like, oh, this looks cool. But then the functionality of it, like, oh, okay, we're going 12 miles an hour, but we bring destruction. I get it. But in the original Clone Wars movie, when they start going up the wall, that is the part where I was like, oh, these are the dopest, like, vehicles in the world.
Okay, see, and that's a practicality right there. That is something you could use. Like,
look, they're called all-terrain, and they mean all-terrain. Although I have never seen an AT-AT go up the wall. That would be interesting. So they're like going, and they like get shot down kind of, and they have to fix it. And when they get shot down and they're trying to fix it, I'm like, why don't you just grab the one behind you that's shooting you? Like, you know, like when I'm playing, I don't know, name video game here, and my vehicle gets destroyed, I like get out of it and I get in another one.
Yeah.
There's too many of them to get out of it. Just go to another one.
Well, the one they're running to, that I'm like, I was yelling at the TV the whole time. I'm like, just get in that one. And then that one gets blown off. And I'm like, oh, never mind.
They didn't have to revive that one. But then again, you're right. It did get blown up.
Yeah.
So you just have to like hold
it. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Never mind, guys. Go back. Good thing you fixed this one.
They had a reason for it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I was wrong, y'all. I was wrong. Good job, Tech. And then the senator throws the vase at the guy. That was a cool little touch. The vase.
He's like, yeah, and he contradicts the whole thing by saying, I actually hated it.
Yeah, he's like, I never cared for that. Like, that was good. That was a cute touch. I like the senator. The senator was really cool. Like,
cool.
In a different way, like, of the, you know, those kind of, like, leaders that we see, like Saw Gerrera and, like, Lux Bond. I mean, Saw Gerrera kind of is outside of that because he's not a senator, you know.
Right.
But these, like, quote-unquote rebel senators, like, we got Mon Mothma and we got Bail Organa, and we got Leia for a while, and we got Padme, you know, like these senators that speak out, like I thought he was a cool addition to that with his mustache chops and his monocle. Dude has a monocle and a kind of top hat.
He had an era, but that makes him a little too rich to be a separatist, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess he's royalty, right?
So he's the guy that's helping him pay for like the weapons and stuff.
Let's hope so. Let's hope he becomes that, you know what I mean? But I thought he was a cool addition to that, like,
yes,
those senators that speak out. And it's cool to see it from the other side, because so many of the senators that speak out, we know they're all from the they're from the Republic side. The only other one kind of like this was Mina Bonteri, and she didn't make it through the Clone Wars. Spoilers. I should have said that first. Oh yeah, and here's where they have their little moment of like, I can't leave my people. What am I doing? And they're like, I mean, dying if you don't get on this ship. good point. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And even Echo's like, hey, live to fight another day, bro. Like, and Echo's the one who's the whole time like, we can't be helping a separatist. Well, right. This guy's a separatist.
He was really about that, too. He was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, he's about that reg life, dude. Yeah.
Why is Echo always mad?
Echo's the jerk, like, of the... not the jerk. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody, Echo
How
fans.
How dare you?
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, let me save myself. I was talking about the dog that we have in the house. That's right. A jerk.
He's not a jerk either.
He is a jerk.
He sucks.
He's the worst.
Echo's adorable. You guys are just mean to him.
No, he's such a jerk, dude. Anyway.
He's been through a lot, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he has. Echo been through a lot. From the clones. He
doesn't have a hand.
He's got he's got a cool screwdriver hand. I don't know if that's helpful or what. Right. But, you know, he was a reg, dude. So he, like, dealt with a lot of, you know, and he's been kind of on all sides of the war. He was taking all of this damage that this Echo lives with is because of separatists. So I get it. Like, he got a lot of one-hand trauma. Like,
hand.
Yeah, he lost a hand.
First-hand trauma?
No, like, literal one hand. He got his hand removed. He got blown up.
See, I don't think Echo would appreciate you making fun of him like this.
Wait, the dog or Echo? Echo?
Either one.
Okay. Well, Echo sucks. I hate him. Well, no. The clone is cool. My dog is
the
idiot.
Experimentation on Echo probably added to his hatred of the separatists.
Oh, for sure. It definitely did, yeah.
And is much deeper than just the opposite side of the battlefield experience that the other guys have. You know, he was tortured and experimented on and parts removed.
But Bingo, on the other hand, is an angel.
Right.
But he's loud.
And now you know our dogs.
Yes.
All right. So then, like, little Queen's Gambit, Omega over here. Gambit. It was exactly Queen's Gambit, right?
Literally.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
She was like, we go back to Ord Mantell and they walk in and she's like hustling fools. Like.
She's not hustling. She's just playing the game and being very smart and strategic.
That's hustling.
That is hustling.
Yeah. Once you put money on the line, it's hustling.
So think about it like this. When someone walks in and sees Omega, she's a little kid, they're going, oh, I can beat her. That's what the hustle comes in.
That would be the hustle.
That's their fault.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the hustle comes in. Uh-huh. It's just like you present this easy target, mm-hmm. and then when the money gets high enough, you flip the skills on. And then all of a sudden, boom. There it is. So... that's it. They're like, can anybody beat this girl? She's so good. Maybe she's not. And then people show up and they're like, oh, this is a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, all your money's gone. So you got hustled.
Hustled.
Yeah.
I love
it. But anyway, what she lacks in physical strength, she, you know, has, she's just so good
she's
at,
weak.
You know, strategic.
That's what it is. Strategic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Strategy.
Only that, she negotiated their debt. She negotiated the guys out of debt, which was dope. For her to hold her own and actually say 60%, I want 60-40 to Sid. And Sid's like, all right, kid, let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Like she said, man, she's good at strategy. Strategy? What? Strategy.
Strategy.
I know how to talk. I have
strategy.
A podcast.
Strategy.
Don't come at me.
His recording equipment and all that stuff.
Whatever. All right, so they get there, and they're like, what is going on? And they're like, all right, wrap it up. And they're like, what are you doing? Like, you're bringing all this heat on us. We're trying to lay low, remember?
Oh, my God.
We're trying to lay low, kid. And then Sid's like, hey, Go easy on her. Plus, she paid off your debt. You really paid off our debt?
Wait, I forgot. You're the best. How did they even have debt? Like what happened to... Like...
Because, like, they live there. Like, oh. Their ship is docked there. Like, all the bounties come... Like, they repairs. Eat there.
Yeah,
these fools repairs. Go out for popcorn every damn day. Yeah, so they're, exactly. like, racking up popcorn bills now.
I have debt. Why can't Omega just...
You better get
do a couple gambles.
You better get real good at Dajarik and get that hustle.
Yeah, but now she has a gambling addiction.
She's not addicted.
What if she is? Addicted. You don't know.
Okay, we'll find out in future episodes whether
actually,
she's like,
you know what?
I gotta play.
That lets them know they have a way to actually make money if they have to. So
yeah,
she can
without
just
fighting.
Show up and be like, hey, let me run a few games here.
Mm-hmm.
And just
I've
cash.
Said this before in other episodes, but slowly I'm, because you know, in the beginning of the episode, Hunter's like, the kid's been through so much already, but I'm still going off of like Steven Universe, where like he kind of just like over time, even the adults are like, yeah, Steven's fine, and then you know, more trauma and trauma happens to him, and he kind of like explodes mentally, but. I'm just worried about Omega's mental health.
Oh my God.
Right now. Not for gambling and stuff, but just in general with everything that's happening,
that's
especially like now the
Simon.
Emotional abuse from Sid and stuff like that. It's interesting to me, and I'm very worried. But
yeah. Life is hard, man.
You know what? It's not good, but I think Omega's showing like a level of acceptance. Like she's like, okay, this is my life now. I'm part of this team. Mm-hmm. I want to do more. I want to help. She does have people to help her cope. I think if for her mental health, she's probably got, I mean, it's not the right people, but you know what? This is as close to a family as she's going to have. And they accepted her.
Yeah.
And she's accepted that her place is, you know, wherever she can help. She just totally wants to be a part of this. So,
mm-hmm. But not only
it
that.
It counters, you know, something like what Sid says to her counters, gets countered by, you know, Hunter saying, let's have a match, and if you win, you know, you don't have to stay on the you don't have to stay anymore.
All right, mm-hmm. Call it this week. Who's gonna win, Hunter or Omega?
Omega
wins. Actually, you know what, I'm sorry, I want to say Omega, I really do, but I'm sure Hunter is gonna pull something off and then like be like, sorry kid, looks like you have to stick around whenever we need you to.
I just think it would be hilarious if the whole rest of the show was like, sorry, you lost that one match, you just have to stay here forever.
It would be Star Wars to not even show us how he wins either.
Yeah.
Just to have like, remember what happened, and she just has to sit down with her head down like, oh man.
You are the guy in the truck forever now.
Remember when Sabine and who else? What's
You're
that
talking about Fenrau.
Yes.
And they were playing the like Beskad, I think. They were playing the like Mandalorian game.
What do you think? Did they say who won?
He kept winning, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because remember, he was like, oh, you've forgotten so much about Mandalore. That's why you suck at this game now. Like, you can't even play this game. Like, your tactics are so bad.
Bo-Katan is such a jerk.
Oh, Axel hates Bo-Katan these days.
She bullied Boba Fett just because he's adopted.
You know what? You're right, Axel.
She is about Mandalore, dude, and not about people that are not about Mandalore. That is a fact. But I love that face-off. And, like, every now and then, like, they get me, and it's my fault, because I keep falling for stupid YouTube. Like, I'll be going through my YouTube, right, and I'll be like, hey, I'm just gonna, like, watch something real quick while I eat, or while I'm cleaning, or something. And it'll be like, you know, Boba Fett and Bo-Katan face off, and it's that, like, one little piece of scene that I can watch on Disney Plus in HD. But I keep being like, well, it's on YouTube, and I'm on YouTube, let me just press play. And it's always the wrong 30 seconds. Like, the part that I want to see is the, like, careful, princess. You are a clone. I've heard your voice 1,000 times. Mine might be the last one you hear. Like, that part is so dope. But they always go back to, like, if we would have shown that spine, we never would have lost Mandalore. And I'm like, but that's not where Boba spits fire. I want the part where Boba spits fire. Like, okay. So this was a pretty cool episode. And I like the idea of seeing that, like, the Raxus, the separatist side of the war. And it's been touched on a little bit. If you're interested in a little bit more of that, read Tarkin, because they're going to like separatist worlds that have been occupied, and like, and this is like a good probably 5 years down the road, So it's like even more distraught because now they're just like using those planets for resources and crap, you know, a lot of like economic, you know, they're stealing all the resources and stuff because these people lost the war and indentured servitude and things like that. Things the Empire is really good at. They touch on a little bit of that in that Tarkin book, if I remember correctly. It was a long time ago. Anyway, I don't know where we're going from here, but I think you're right. And Omega's going to win that match and be on every mission now.
Yes.
I think it's very cute. And yeah. I need Lorna Kaa to draw that scene.
She draws everything adorable, and I love every second of it. Oh, you know what? I don't think you check the Twitter, Lizzie. But the other day, like, I check the family Twitter a lot. Basically all the time. And she said something like, hey, like, I'm, you know, listening to Geeky Bubble while I, you know, draw my pictures. And I was like, ah, oh, that is the, like, that is, and I tweeted, like, the highest honor, you know, to you. Like, hats off to, like, this, such an amazing thing. Like, an artist that's work is so inspiring.
Wait.
Let me finish.
Wait, but.
No, wait.
I heard a sound. Who was that?
Doesn't matter.
No, it was.
Stop bringing attention to podcast mistakes.
It sounded like someone's stomach going, like, we're not,
anyway.
You heard that, right?
Stop.
Who was that?
Let it go, son. Okay. And wait, I was like, man, that is cool. The highest honor. Let me finish. Okay. And then, like, she tweeted back and she was like, oh, I listen to you guys, too. Like, you guys are also positive that talk about the, like, you know, cartoons and stuff, you know. And I was like, we are honored.
Honestly, I was about to say something.
And I tweeted the, like, that Dwight gif where he's like, thank you. You know, like. And now, the honor is all ours, Lorna Kaa, if you're listening. Your art inspires us as well.
Yes.
Star Wars inspires us all, but your art is amazing, and we love every second of it.
Yes.
Can't wait to see the next thing you share on Instagram, Twitter, wherever.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions at the end. Any unanswered questions? We got most of it. The future of the Bad Batch? I don't know where we're going. Like, we're still in this kind of limbo. They've kind of accepted the mercenary thing.
Camino. Remember when he promised they weren't going back?
Can you believe that Iron Man in Next Avengers is Tom Kane?
Stop, man! Like, stay on the train!
But it's Tom Kane.
Yes, that is cool.
Can you also believe that Ultron from Next Avengers is also Tom Kane?
Yes, Tom Kane is Yoda here. And also the voice that's like, fighting across the galaxy! Blah, 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 blah. That's my Tom Kane. You're welcome. Oh, you can hire me. Hire me for a Star Wars, y'all.
Tom Kane is everyone.
You know who was on Raxus, though?
Kane.
Quinlan Vos was on Raxus. Quinlan Vos and Asajj Ventress went to Raxus to a gala to try to assassinate Count Dooku.
Oh,
read Dark Disciple. I don't know how great it worked out. Actually, I do know how great it worked out. And it wasn't great.
Well,
I was
going to
say, I don't think it was great. Yeah.
You're like, if memory serves, Dooku was in episode 3. So.
Oh, yeah, she had hair and it was awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway, another Voss connection, and we still didn't see Voss. So
you don't have your Voss gala outfit.
I don't. But what if in the background, let's screenshot all of this and look in the background for a gala Voss because he would fit in, people. Does anybody have anything else to say, man? Or is this a done deal?
I think it is done.
It is a done deal. Les, how is Bad Batch treating you all in all right now? We're like 10 episodes in, dude.
So I've never really stepped outside of the movies as far as Star Wars goes. So I've never watched Clone Wars or Rebels.
Ugh, my heart!
I don't touch anything. But when this was announced to continue the final arc of Clone Wars, I was like, okay, let me just give it a chance, and I love it. Omega is my favorite character. This has been great. This last episode kind of was a pullback as far as like momentum goes, but it was still a cool episode. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
like it looks great. The textures, the just every little render that they've put into this is just amazing. So it's been really cool, and again, it's cool to see this like look that we don't get with the movies of, you know, the Empire as it's starting to like, you know, fully roll out after Order 66 and just how everything else. I mean, I know in Rebels it was more of a, if I'm not mistaken, a little further along. This is like right after,
yeah,
so
yeah.
we're getting, like, you know, the Empire just putting their foot down, and we're getting just the separation and everybody just going in different directions, and this is cool.
Yeah. Like, we're definitely getting here, like, the birth of the Empire, whereas yes. In Rebels, we do kind of get the birth of the Rebellion, you know? It looks amazing. It's really, really cool. Like, that's cool that somebody who hasn't stepped outside of those things, like, now that you got Disney Plus, like, I hope, or not only you, but, like, everybody, like, back in the day was so hard. You had to have Disney XD, and you couldn't watch Resistance unless you had Disney XD and Rebels. And all that stuff.
Disney XD died in like 2016,
was it? I know, but 17. I'm talking about back then. You had to have to watch Rebels and Resistance. Now that everything's on Disney Plus, I'm hoping like more people find that.
Not everything's on Disney Plus. Disney Channel is still
Rebels
alive.
And Resistance are. And that's all I'm talking about right now.
We need to kill the cable. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, he's sad because he can't watch Owl House Season 2 right now.
Well, I can. Not.
That is correct. Anyway, like, the quality of storytelling, like, because for me, that's what it always comes down to, like, the storytelling. And the quality, like, even though, some of those series are older, like, it's particularly if you go back to, like, season one or two of The Clone Wars and compare it to how things look now, it looks, like, so much better. But the, like, storytelling quality is always there. Like, even if the animation is rougher or different stylized or whatever it is, everything still looks like really cool, but like this is like, obviously they get better and better as they go along. So just like the animated storytelling quality is always solid. And I love that they are keeping with that. And I can't wait to hear what comes next. Like, I know we're getting Visions soon, but that kind of feels like it's not something like this. You know, I hope we get whatever is after the Bad Batch, like for a long form series animation. I can't wait to hear what that is, because I don't think we've heard it yet. I'm not sure, though, because they announced a bunch of shows, and I don't remember what's animated and what's live action and what's what. But yeah, this is dope. I can't wait to see how it closes out. And I'm curious to, like, once again, we're in this weird limbo where we're like, okay, are we just going to be taking jobs and playing Dajarik all day now? Like, is that what we're doing? Their debts paid off. Like, can they go where they want to now? Do they have their own money? Are they just going to take Omega around Dajarik tournaments? And it's going to be Queen's Gambit. I don't know.
I mean, does this turn Omega into, like, does this set her up to be, like, this ultimate, like, super rebel? Who's going to be, you know, can you see her in 10 years, you know, and she's gotten all the, like, mercenary contacts. She's gotten... She's like, you know, she can run weapons. She can do all kinds of cool stuff. I think they're just setting her up to hopefully grow into this ultimate, like, superstar.
Yeah. I mean, they've dropped, like, if you look at it this way, like, she's got five of the dopest mentors, right?
Yes.
Like, each teaching her something unique and different, and each handling problems in a unique and different way. But she also is, like, a very curious and inquisitive child who's very mature for her age.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Granted, she grew up on Kamino, where it's probably like, don't touch anything because everything is clean all the damn time, and she's a medical assistant. So she seems to know, like, you know, got a lot of discipline. And then she's also very strategic. Like, it's clear she has an aptitude for strategy, whatever that means. So far, it means she's good at Dajarik, but is she going to start helping Tech with, you know, because Tech is also very strategic, right? You know, but in a different way. He's like military strategic. So are they finally going to bridge that gap or teach each other things? Or she's going to learn his side too, to where she could become this, like, ultimate strategist for the Rebels, should that be a thing, you know? Because we haven't quite dove down that road. Like, we have the idea, because Rex, like, there are other people out there. Anyway, bye. And then Echo's like, we should have gone with him. Anyway.
Right, exactly.
That chimney is awesome. Looks just like Jabba's palace.
You said that two episodes ago. Dude, you can't use the same jokes repeatedly.
I can, because it was two episodes ago. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I get one every episode. All right, fair enough.
I hope we have that chimney.
Yeah, man. I don't know what Omega's future is, but, like, presumably she has one. And I'd be very curious to what kind of person she grows into. You know what I mean? Like, that is cool to see. Like, and a strategist, that's twice.
Yeah.
And a strategist now, strategy. Like, seems strategy. To lean towards that idea. But to be fair, she worked out her noodle arms and she was getting like, she's getting better with that bow.
That's right. Sorry. She is. She's getting better with the bow. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to go on a tour of all the planets she's going to land at. You know, they're going to find the dirtiest bar and have her play that game and just win money everywhere. Yeah. She's going to have a reputation as just like the ultimate strategist.
And they're going to like lose one match and they're going to have to help somebody out. And that somebody is going to be Lando. And that'll be the next guest star. I don't know. Like, this is the first episode where there's not really a guest star, huh? Not guest star, but you know what I mean? Like a cameo appearance?
Not really.
Every episode has one. Like, Caleb Doom was in the first one. You know, we've got Caleb. We got Rex. We got, you know, we got that clone that was chilling. Old Man Cut Laquane.
Yeah, we got
Cad Bane. We got Fennec Shand. We've gotten a lot of, like, guest appearances. You know, this is the first episode where there was not anybody I recognized at all. Like, no side characters. So,
Lama
interesting.
Lama Sue.
That was last episode.
I know.
But, yes, we got Lama. Lama. No, Lama Sue. You mean, yeah, Anton Wee. Lama. All right, cool.
Hey, Dad, Tom Wee's here.
Tom Wee's here. Hey, Dad, Tom Wee's dead.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Okay, one more thing. What do you think are the possibilities of Boba appearing here somewhere? Like, well, they mentioned him that they're like, oh, he's the only one, but we lost him at the beginning of the war. Let's put out a bounty on this girl instead. And I'm like, y'all, like, there's literally a bounty hunter named Boba Fett. Y'all can find that. Like, is your connect not doing well, or you're not asking the right questions? You know what I mean? Like, because he's out there making a name for himself, literally running Krayt's Claw over on Tatooine with like Bosk and Lats Razi and Embo and C-21 Highsinger and Young Dengar. You know.
Oh yeah, Young Dengar.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, Crosshair. We forgot to touch on him too.
Wait, Dengar is old.
Yeah.
He's older than Boba Fett.
Yeah. That is a fact.
Wait.
Also, you're far away from the mic.
Wait, so you said Crosshair at the end.
I did say Crosshair. He's not a bounty hunter, but he's still out there, and I presume he's still hunting these guys down. And now he's mad because his face got burned.
Oh, yeah, his face got... Yeah. Yeah, that messed his whole James Bond look up.
Yeah, he's not pleased. He's like, y'all messed up my tattoo! This was a constructed look that y'all wrecked.
Dengar, man.
Anyway, the question was Boba. Anybody have any thoughts?
I think it's a very strong possibility.
It's an interesting one, at the very least.
I think we're going to get an appearance. I really do. They just can't lay it out there like that and not give us something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if Boba Fett would, like, steer clear. Like, would Boba Fett go back to Kamino? I don't know. Or would he be like, nah, man. I'm like, he was in jail. He has a record, y'all. Y'all can't find him? Anyway. All right. Real quick, Les, before we get out of here, tell people once again where they can find you out there.
That's right. If you are looking, I'm on Twitter, at LesIsMore78. And then I'm also on the Sith List podcast. We do a weekly release of episodes. And then also on the Sith List YouTube channel, looking at all kinds of awesome comic book and sci-fi shows and giving you reactions and breakdowns.
Rad. And you can check us out, as always, at theroguerebels.com. Make sure you're sharing this podcast with your homies. It costs you nothing at all. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam, Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels. Go like our Facebook page, and I think that's about it. So we are done with this podcast. I don't know how to end it, so I'm just going to be like, yeah, Boba Fett, hey, as the OG.
Bring Boss into bed.